Yo, what's good? This is Clint, your host on the Music Is My Business podcast, the podcast where you can gain insight and learn proven strategies to build and monetize your music career. If you want your questions answered live, join me on YouTube at Clint Music on Wednesdays and let's chop it up. Now let's dig into this week's episode. What's good, people? Today, I want to help you manage your time. I feel like this is like probably one of the biggest excuses that producers make when, you know, trying to work on their music production business or try to eventually go into full-time music, is that I don't have enough time. So I'm going to help you with that. So if you are a producer who, you know, struggles with finding time to work on your music production business, or if you have time but you want more time to work on your production business, or you want kind of like the first steps into ultimately ditching your day job, if you're the producer who has the day job and then you work on music, you know, in whatever free time you get or whenever you feel inspired, this time management guide is going to help you do that. So these are things that I did, you know, even when I had my full-time day job and doing music on the side, I implemented these steps and seen tremendous growth in my business, which allowed me to eventually quit my day job and do music full time. So we all have the same, you know, 24 hours. But if you're not managing those 24 hours properly, they're going to get away from you and they're going to move fast. So I want to give you some steps that you can take to start properly managing your time wherever you are now. Even if you have a day job, even if you're doing music full time, you can still implement this stuff and it's going to help you tremendously because you're in control of your time. And if you're not controlling your time, time is controlling you. So before we get into the steps that I'm going to share, first thing I want to start off with is, like, in order to properly manage your time, you have to first know where your time is being spent in a day. So before implementing this in your production business, I highly recommend following these first steps. And these are things that I even teach my TV placement mastery students. These are things that I implement myself. So I know that they'll also be able to help you. So first thing I want you to do, I want you to jot down everything you do in a day. And I literally mean everything, like personal life, family life, music business, everything, like sleep, day job, the commute, entertainment, video games, Netflix and chill, eating, cooking, whatever. Listen, anything you do in a day, I want you to jot it down. Because listen, you may think it's small, you may think it's not significant, but you know, you can sit down at the dining room table after dinner scrolling on your phone and you done spent 15, 30 minutes doing nothing. That's adding nothing to your life. That's 15, 30 minutes that you could have spent researching some more sync licensing companies or following up on some emails or putting some metadata together for your next pitch to a publisher, right? So jot down everything you do in a day. I want you to be able to visually see, and you can just use regular pen or paper, whatever, but I want you to visually see everything that you do, because when you can see it now, you know, it's out of your brain, you can see where your time is being spent, and then you can go from there, right? So first thing, jot down everything you do in an entire day. The next step is going to be deciding what you are willing to temporarily or permanently cut out of your daily schedule that is not adding any value to your present life and where you want to be. So I remember when I was back in college, and I don't know, like, I don't know what it was, but I got to a point where I was just like, yo, I really want to do music. And I was kind of at a crossroads because I didn't know what exactly I wanted to do after college. Like, I was close to graduation. I know I didn't want to move back home. And then I wasn't sure if I wanted to stay where I was, because there wasn't like a huge music scene, especially for, you know, what I was trying to do with breaking in the sync, which honestly, I mean, in 2023, I mean, you can do this literally from anywhere. Like, you'd be in the middle of Montana somewhere, just, you know, producing music for TV and film. But for me, and this may not be for everybody, but for me, I like to be in environments that inspire me. With like-minded individuals, and you know, sometimes you don't get that in certain cities. So I was just, I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I decided, like, I wanted to just put all of my energy and focus into, you know, the music projects that I was working on at the time. I was producing music for some indie artists. I was, you know, still trying to break into sync and learning about sync licensing. This was probably like, I want to say like 2008, 2009. So I just made a decision. I had the TV, had the Xbox 360 at the time. You know, love playing my NCAA football and, you know, all the games and stuff like that. But I made a decision. I was like, you know what? I'm about to get rid of this, man, because I would come home, I would go to work, I would go to class, I would come home, and then boom, drop the backpack, hop on the game, and then, you know, I'm spending hours online. I was winning, you know, I was beating some people up online, but you know, I just realized, man, this is sucking a lot of time that I could just be over there in that little corner over there where all my music gear is and perfecting my craft, working on my production, learning mixing and mastering, studying, you know, how to get music placed in TV and film. So I made a decision to get rid of my Xbox 360. And then eventually I got rid of the TV because I didn't have cable anyway. I was a broke college student. So, you know, that wasn't a luxury for me at the time. So I was just like, yo, like, I'm about to get rid of this TV. I'm about to get rid of this Xbox. And literally, like, for the next 6 months to a year, I'm just going to focus on music production. And you'll hear a lot of people say, man, like, if you can lock in for six solid months on one thing, I mean, really lock in, get rid of the distractions, get rid of anything that's just not serving the current goal at the moment, man, a lot of progress can happen. And that's what happened for me. Like, I decided to lock in. I decided to get rid of all the distractions in my apartment. And the only thing, like, when you walked in my apartment, the only thing you could do there was, like, eat some ramen noodles or produce music. Like, you didn't have any options when you came into my crib. So literally the only thing for me to do is, like, create music or hop on the internet and learn about music. So that's what I did. And I'm glad I made that sacrifice. And I told myself, I was like, look, I'm going to sell this Xbox and I'm not going to buy another video game system until I'm doing music full time. So now I'm doing music full time. And guess what? I still have not bought another video game system because I realized how much time it was just taking away from me, taking away from my goals, just taking away from everything I was trying to accomplish in life. Now, I did end up getting an Xbox controller for my iPad because, you know, I was just like, hey, maybe I want to play something on the iPad. Now that I'm full time, you know, I'll keep my word to myself and play a little bit of video games. But then I started playing. I was like, you know what? I let my son have it. Now he plays Pac-Man with it all day. So, you know, decide what you're willing. This may be different. It may not be video games for me, for you. That may not be your thing. But it may be, you know, watching a bunch of TV. Ironically, I produce music for TV and I honestly don't watch a lot of TV unless, you know, it's me and my wife. We may do like one episode a night of a show or series or something like that. Or on the weekends, we'll watch a movie. But that's about it. We kind of minimize that watching TV, man, because it just sucks up a lot of time. During the holidays, we definitely binge a little bit during that time because we're kind of just relaxing, taking a break. But we try and minimize that. So it may be different for you. It may be TV, it may be video games, it may be going out with friends, whatever it is. Figure out what you're willing to temporarily or permanently cut out of your daily schedule that's not adding value to your life and where you want to be. So the next thing you want to do is you want to review your entire day and determine where you can carve out a dedicated, uninterrupted block of time to work on your production business. Now, this is crucial because you'll hear a lot of producers say, like, you know, I don't feel inspired, or I didn't do anything today because, you know, I just didn't feel the magical touch of inspiration. And let me tell you, like, you can't get to the point of doing this full time until you figure out how to discipline yourself and how to show up even when you don't feel inspired. And that's going to be critical. you know, this is going to help you create the discipline and the consistency you need to move your production business forward. Right. So if you have a dedicated time where it's like, for me, when I had my day job and I got married and everything, like, my dedicated time was around 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. And for me, like, the sacrifice was like staying up to 2 a.m. And, you know, having to get up, go to work the next morning. But 2 a.m. was like a kind of like comfortable, but not super comfortable. Like, I probably would have liked another hour or so of sleep, but that was something I was willing to sacrifice. Like, if I can work from 9 to 2, that's like 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. That's 5 hours of dedicated time that I can put towards my production business. So 5 hours, 5 hours can take you a long way. 5 hours every day for, like, you know, 300 and something days a year, you know, because I don't think I did it every weekend. I can't remember, honestly. But small steps daily equal a lot of steps annually. So if you can find a block of time where you're uninterrupted, you can focus, you can lock in, that's going to be crucial to move your production business forward. And you need that. And it's going to create this discipline to where it's just like you show up every day. Like, you know, you're going to sit down at 9 p.m. or it may be early in the morning for you, maybe 4 a.m., 5 a.m. You're going to sit down and you're going to work on something that moves your business forward, so that you're making those steps every day. Another commitment I made to myself when I had the day job, but I still knew I wanted to do music full time, was, you know, I refused to go put in, you know, 8-10 hours at someone else's company and then not put in any hours in my own in the name of being tired and exhausted. Like, so what? Like, be tired, take a nap, do whatever you got to do, but then make sure you're putting some time into building what you want to build as well. And that's going to be the only way you're going to be able to transition from, you know, the day job to doing music full time, if that's what you want to do. If it's not what you want to do, you should still create the discipline and consistency by blocking out that time each and every day so that you can still grow what you're trying to do and still have that time to create the music that you want to create.
One of the biggest problems I see producers have when trying to get into sync licensing is not knowing the steps to take in order to get that set up and started. So I created a super simple, easy, free 6-step guide to help you get started so you know the exact steps you need to take so you can start getting your music placed in TV and film. Go ahead, go to clintproductions.com/6steps to download that free guide. Again, it's clintproductions.com/6steps, clintproductions.com/6steps. Download your free 6-step guide and get started today, like right now. Like, let's go. Like, what are we waiting for?
So that's super important. super important. So, you know, we all have 24 hours in a day, but it's what you do with those hours that is really going to set you apart from other producers who make the excuse of not having enough time. So, you know, you could be sacrificing waking up 1 or 2 hours early or stay up 1 or 2 hours later every day. But, you know, how important is the goals that you have in your production business? So that's it. Review your entire day and determine where you can carve out a dedicated, uninterrupted block of time to work on your production business. Next step, you want to create your production business work schedule and show up to work on time. Listen, if you can wake up every day, 5-6 days a week, and get to work on time, you can do, I want you to have the exact same discipline for your own business. Get up, whatever your dedicated time is that you decided in the previous step, be there on time. You know, like every morning I'm up, I'm getting back to 4 a.m. I've been getting up at 5 a.m. over the holidays, but I'm getting back up at 4 a.m. and I'm down, you know, down in the studio by 4:15 at the latest. That's my start time. Just like your day job may have a start time. That's your start time. If you're working full time, create a start time and show up and be on time as if you would get an occurrence. So, you know, you want to set that time. You want to be disciplined to show up and be at work on time. Again, if you only have limited time, you need to cherish that. Like if you only have, like I have from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., yo, by 9 p.m., I'm locked in the studio. It's time to work. So show up to work on time. Create your schedule, whatever that schedule is for you. It may be early in the morning. I know one of my coaching students, he gets up. He works in the medical space. He gets up early in the morning before work. And, you know, I mean, most people in the medical space, I know my wife, she was a nurse working in the hospital. She had like a 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. shift. So she was up early. So that's the sacrifice that he made. He was just like, yo, like I'm working on music before I go into work. And that's an early morning. Listen, it may burn a little bit. Get you some coffee, whatever you got to do. But get those hours in, and then, you know, he'll spend some hours when he's at home. And then on the weekend is when he can get a nice chunk of work done. And he's doing it. He just reached out to me not too long ago and showed me a screenshot of an invoice from a publisher he's working with. And, you know, created, I think just that one project rendered him like a few thousand dollars in sync fees. And this is before the music even got placed, like the publisher paid him some money for sync fees. So, you know, he made that sacrifice, though, to be able to get there. He invested in information and knowledge. And, you know, he implemented it more importantly, and he made that sacrifice. Like even with the day job, he's creating income from his music, and now he's going to see royalties and things like that. And he's already gotten, you know, some sync deals and some placements. I think he had some music placed over in Europe a couple times. So, you know, that's what it takes. You know, it takes that discipline. It takes that sacrifice to be able to, you know, show up for yourself and start making these things happen in your production business. So you want to create your production business work schedule and show up to work on time. All right. So the next thing you want to do now that you have this, you have a schedule, you know what you're sacrificing. You trim the fat on your daily schedule. You trimmed out all the things that they're just not adding value. Now it's time to use the time that you do have for music. Let's just keep going with this 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. time frame. Now you want to track that time that you're using and making sure you're actually doing something to move your business forward. Like, don't be in the studio scrolling on Instagram. Listen, I'm guilty. I was literally just doing it before I recorded this podcast. I was like, let me do something productive, you know? So, you know, iPhones, we have screen time where you can like set that time, that 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. set the screen time to disable like all the apps except for like your the apps you use for your music production business. Set them to disable so you can't access them until, you know, until 2 a.m. or the next morning, whatever. Set your phone on do not disturb unless, you know, your family needs to get in touch with you. You don't want to be unreachable in that situation. But do what you have to do so that you can focus and not be distracted. Leave your phone upstairs, whatever you got to do, or where another room or whatever, however your house is set up. I don't know. I just say upstairs because upstairs is, you know, it's not easily accessible if I'm sitting down in the studio. So do what you got to do. So you want to time track all the activities in your business, you know, the time you spend doing them and the category. So this is going to help you see, you know, where a lot of the time in your production business is being spent. So I know for me, when I was starting out, obviously we had the music production part of it, but then we also had a lot of admin, and I realized I was spending a lot of time on admin work. So the next step for me was just like, yo, if I'm spending a bunch of time on admin, and admin is like, it's not necessarily what I do best. Like, I produce music the best. How can I leverage someone else's time and, you know, get rid of some of this admin work? And then I eventually hired a virtual assistant to help with that so that I can focus more on the music production. So I kind of break it down into three categories. We have learning, music production, or admin. Those are like the categories of tasks that something's going to fall under. So music production is obviously, you know, you're sitting down, you're creating music, you're mixing music, mastering, you know, whatever, working on music. Your admin is, you know, your metadata, you're reaching out to companies, emails. If you're, you know, building a brand and marketing and stuff like that. So creating, maybe creating content. Actually, I may add content creation as a category as well. But I mean, that's something you don't have to be a content creator to work in sync. I highly recommend it though, even if you're a producer, like creating content, because that's going to open you up to a whole bunch of other opportunities and income streams. Just, you know, being able to partner with other brands and things like that. But you don't have to, but so learning is critical. If you're not learning something new, you are going to remain stagnant. You're going to get left behind. And when, you know, technology and information, you know, that stuff is always changing. So you have to constantly, you know, learn and teach yourself new things, new strategies, new trends. So make sure you dedicate some time to learn. I like to, you know, when I wake up in the morning, first thing I like to do is first pray, meditate, read my Bible. That's how I start my day. And then after that, I'll do some learning. And you know, I like to kind of just feed my brain something before I get started in the workday, and know that I took some time to get that in. And then, you know, I may also attend some type of like online event or conference or something like that, or go to a conference, to learn more and just get some information, whether that's through a webinar or whatever it is. So just always make sure you're learning the business that you're in, as well as just learning different ways that can move what you're trying to do as a producer forward as well. And it may even be some things that are outside of just music production, right? You may want to learn more about, you know, business, because this whole thing, like, it's a business. Yes, it's music. We love to create music, but there's also a business around that. So you have to learn things about business. You have to learn things about customer service. You have to learn things about, you know, managing a team. If you want to bring people on to help you with certain things, you know, you have to learn. So make sure you're, you know, tracking time to learn, setting some time aside to learn. And then, of course, you're going to do your music production, and then you're going to have your admin tasks, the things that kind of move things forward as well. Like metadata and sync is huge. We have to do that. So those are the three categories. And then once you're tracking your time, you're seeing where hours are spent. And, you know, if you see you're spending time doing something that you really don't like doing, and that's something that can be delegated, then delegate it. You know, get hire a VA to do some of these tasks for you so that you can focus more on what you do best. For me, that's music production and content creation, kind of like recording this podcast. you know, I can't replace like my voice on a podcast. Like, it won't be me, right? You know, I can't like if someone asked me to produce something, like this, you can have other producers that work with you. But then, you know, you just know that music production is just kind of what you do the best. So take those, track it, track the number of hours that you're spending on that stuff, categorize it. And that's just gonna help you a lot along the way. And, you know, if you want a copy of this Sync Producer Time Management Guide, I've been debating on whether or not I wanted to make this available to everyone. But I figured I would, or if I wanted to keep it just for my TV placement mastery students. But I'm, you know, since you're dope and you listen to the podcast, I'm going to make this available. So, just go to clintproductions.com/time management and you'll be able, to access that. It's not going to be like crazy expensive or anything. But I want you to at least be able to have access to it if you want that, to be able to better manage your time, because I think that's important. And I think it's going to help you a lot, in your growth. And in this guide, like you'll see the steps that we kind of outline, but then you'll also have a table of time tracking where the categories and everything is already laid out for you. So you can kind of track that activity and you can add them, and add whatever else you want to add, to this. It's basically a Notion template. If you haven't heard of Notion, it's just a dope app to use. So it'll be a template. You can download it for free. Notion is, you know, you can get it for free. They have paid versions, but you don't need the paid version for this. So, yeah, you'll be able to use it and kind of add whatever you want to add to it and make it your own. But I definitely wanted to kind of, you know, create a tool for producers, especially sync producers, to help manage that time, because that's going to be crucial to your success. So hopefully this information helped you. And if it did, let me know in the comments. Leave a review on the podcast. And that's it. I'm going to catch you on the next one. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Music Is My Business podcast. If you haven't already subscribed, be sure to do so now so you can know every time I drop a new episode. If you found the information helpful, please be sure to rate and review the podcast so we can get this dope info out to more music entrepreneurs like you. I would greatly appreciate it. Also, if you want to learn more about how to get your music placed in TV and film, visit clintproductions.com today to download my free 6-step guide to TV placements. These are the steps I took to land my first 10 TV placements in a little over a year. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.